Thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too kind.
For years, hip hop artists have cashed in on their celebrity.
Can I get an encore? Do you want more?
They've created multi-million dollar enterprises off of their image. Jay-Z hawked a line of athletic footwear, even his own brand of vodka. P. Diddy launched his own clothing line. J-Lo branched off into fragrances. Urban music has had an unparalleled influence on young Americans. So producer Kenny Babyface Edmonds created a unique way to motivate the apathetic youngsters who tend to tune out politics. He sounded the universal alarm. Edmonds enlisted an all-star cast of R&B and rap artists, including Wyclef Jean, Mary J. Blige, and Brandy, to cover the remake of the 1970s classic, Wake Up Everybody. The music video, which urges young adults to let their voices be heard on November 2nd, is getting regular airplay on cable stations like MTV and BET. Autumn Jimson has seen the video.
I think it definitely has an impact, but just on a certain crowd. I think seeing that also pushes more people to vote because they know they don't want Bush back.
The Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes anthem was originally used in 1976 to mobilize black voters during Jimmy Carter's campaign for the presidency.
The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na.
28 years later, same message, same appeal for solidarity. USC law professor Jody Armour says the rallying call just might work.
It could affect just about any and everyone who looks for acceptance, wants to be part of the in crowd. Music has had political power to mobilize. Even going back to like James Brown's song, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, in the late 60s.
But USC student April Amos says she never needed the hype.
Just because of the way that the previous administration has gone, I just think it's important for everybody to voice their opinion through voting. I just think it's kind of ridiculous, and it's almost trivializing our own vote that we can't vote without having these hip-hop stars tell us to.
Hip-hop mogul Sean P. Diddy Combs says to be successful in uniting a young voting bloc to speak 20 million loud, you have to make casting a ballot sexy and fashionable. Right now, it's so in vogue that rap artists are replacing rhymes with political public service announcements. Even rapper 50 Cent, a convicted felon who would not be allowed to vote under New York law, has hopped on the political bandwagon.
If he was on a vote or die post, and I'm like, really? When's the last time he voted? Like, honestly, when's the last time he hit up a voting booth?
Professor Armour warns the infectious hip-hop movement may experience a harmful side effect.
It's giving people energy and motivation, but without any guidance, but without telling them what to do to affect change.
But a new generation of cultural leaders is confident. Hip-hop musicians, once responsible for nothing more than getting teens out on the dance floor to shake their tail feathers, might actually shake up the election. Laura Cavanaugh, Annenberg Radio News.